Welcome back to another episode of Cavs Corner, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Matthew, joined with former club MVP co-host Ashley Zalek. Ashley, it's good to be back.
We're back.
A couple of weeks off.
Sick. Lots of sickness going around the office. My kids, then yourself, then me. It's just been a wild ride over the past fortnight. But we're back.
We're back.
I'm looking forward to going through this. So it's been a few results since we've been gone. So we're just going to skip over the results. It's worth noting.
The NBL 1 women did win.
Yeah, they beat Mount Gambier. And the Youth League men and women are both currently sitting second on the ladder. So, yeah, let's just jump straight into the Ray White Cranbourne Player of the Week for this week. It's Dylan Stith. He had 19 points, 12 rebounds, and 4 assists. So, shout out to Dylan. And you are the Ray White Cranbourne Player of the Week.
Fantastic. Very consistent form over the year for Dylan.
We'll
go into our players in focus, our players to watch over the next couple of weeks. I'll start off. NBL 1 men, we've got Dylan Baker. Our local legends.
The local legend is an award that's given each week in NBL 1 South to a different player from across the whole league. So there's 19 teams. So there's 190, I guess, at least, or 200-plus players. So he was awarded it this week. That's for his efforts off the floor. So shout out to Dylan. He does work hard with the under-14 boys. He's their assistant coach for the junior Cavs.
He brings a spark to the floor. And great energy since he's been back.
Yeah, I loved him in that first game back too. I spoke to him before the game. He was unsure that he was going to get on the floor. Got on the floor. He was great.
Yep.
Lots of energy. Made a big three too. Love to see that.
Hustle plays, diving on the floor to get the pill. It's good.
NBL women, we've got Mataela Simmons. I think she's just been on fire lately. Like, again, similar to Dylan, brings that energy on the floor, but she's been really consistent over the last few weeks. She's been getting, you know, 20-odd points a game, about nearly 10 rebounds a game. She's really setting the tone for that team, especially with Alice being in and out of the team a bit.
Yep.
Speaking of Alice, we know she's in Japan at the moment representing Australia, so she'll be back for the next game anyway. But, yeah.
And touching on Taylor, she was also Ray White Cranbourne Player of the Week last week. For her efforts.
Which just highlights that consistency that we're talking about. So
exactly. Youth League men, we've gone with Cedric Rolt, 15 points on the weekend against a tough Keysborough, even though we don't really like them that much.
They walked away with about 20 points win, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, it was a good win.
It looked pretty easy. Really stepping up and hitting some serious form, so look for him to sprout wings.
And I like that highlight too, the big V put up of him. I think he gets the steal or something and then gets the full court.
The M1? It was an M1.
Was it? I thought it was just football. Yeah, it was cool though. Either way.
It was cool.
And Youth League women, Kyra Webb, she's back. I know it's been a few weeks since another podcast, but she was in a bit of a lull there for a little bit. Yep. She had 23 points plus 32. You know, I love that on the plus minus stat. Big win. And she's pushing the team to take that next step this weekend when they play Melbourne in a top of the table clash.
Yeah, it's going to be a very exciting game to watch. So make sure you get down here. I believe their game is at 5:30 on Saturday night. So we'll touch on those games a little bit later. But speaking of the Youth League women, we've got the highlight of the week from the Youth League women this week.
It's a big highlight.
It is a big highlight. Joe Turner, shout out to Joe Turner, the head coach, put together this little edit montage of the third quarter where they hit 10 three-pointers.
10 threes. You'd be excused to think that it's the highlight across the whole game, 10 threes, but they made 10 threes in the third quarter. They went 10 from 13. Spreading the love, we've got threes from Beck Peacock, Lucy Dexter, Kyra Webb, Steph Jorgantes. I think Micah hit a few there too.
Yep.
So that's an unreal effort for that third quarter. So for that, the Youth League women as a team is our highlight of the week.
Fantastic effort there. Now, if you want to come down and watch the Youth League women this weekend, you can do so on Saturday night, 5:30 p.m., taking on Melbourne, top of the table clash. Or you can also come down and watch the Youth League men, who are sitting second on the ladder, I believe, at 7:30 to play Keilor.
Keilor, they're a bit further down the ladder, Keilor. But yeah, that top of the table clash against Melbourne, we're currently sitting one game behind Melbourne, so it really is a top of the table clash. Because if we beat them by 5 points or more, we will take that top spot away from them. Because we played them earlier in the season, we lost by 4 points.
Yep.
And that was really early,
too. That was round one.
Yeah, I think we had some players playing NBL 1 and things like that. And they had a lot of, I believe they also had NBL 1 players. Now, whilst we have NBL 1 that night, so does Melbourne.
Yep.
So if there's any players that are away, both teams should be disadvantaged by that. I know. Both teams should be missing a couple, potentially. Yep. So it's going to be a great game. Hopefully we can get that
big. Look, if we can shoot like we did in the third quarter against Sandringham.
That's true.
I don't think many people are going to be able to stop us. So anyway.
NBL 1.
NBL 1.
They play away on Saturday night. They're playing against Waverley. You can watch that live and free on the NBL 1 app or nbl1.com.au. So while you're down here at the Fortress watching the Youth League, get on your phone, get on your iPad, whatever it is, you can watch both games simultaneously.
Yeah, awesome. Dylan and Karabatsos, I believe, taking on their old team.
I didn't know that. Karabatsos play for Waverley.
I thought so.
Yeah, maybe. That sounds familiar, actually, now you say that.
Yeah. We'll leave it in the podcast. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure that's where Cara came from, and I'm pretty sure that's where Dylan played last.
Yeah, Dylan's played a few teams, but yeah, I think that's where he was last with Waverley. Yeah.
Anyway, Chuck on the did we touch on the NBL One app?
Yeah.
Live and free. Yeah. Cool. Next home game against Frankston.
Big clash.
The Bayside rivals come down Saturday, June 29th, the day before the end of financial year. Get down. Get your merchandise.
Anyway, let's jump into our sponsors. We love them. Guzman and Gomez, clean, healthy food.
Clean, healthy food.
That's what they're going for
now. It's not fast food your mum says yes to.
Your mum does say yes to it.
Oh, fast food athletes say yes to.
They do, but again, it's clean, it's healthy. They've taken out all the bad stuff. So, you know, you're getting quality food.
Awesome. Mog, keep smiling.
Carlisle Homes, build a better home. Now, if you are building with Carlisle Homes, get in touch with us because you get $500 in your pocket just for building with them. You keep thinking I'm going to say more and I don't. I love it.
PhysioWorks Health Group, assisting KC basketball with injury prevention and recovery. It's really important at the pointy end of the season, especially if you're playing, if you're looking into going to play finals as a junior player or as a senior player to get your body right. So go down and see PhysioWorks.
Ray White, Cranbourne. If you're looking to sell your home, looking to buy a home, looking to get your property managed, all that stuff, get in touch with Peter and Chaminda at the Ray White Cranbourne team.
Awesome. Intersport, Cranbourne and KC Central. If you're a half-court shooter and you've won $100...
How many of those have been going off lately?
Get down and spend your $100 at Intersport.
Well, I had to contact them earlier in the week, Intersport. Yep. They're a great team down there. They are going to give us a couple more vouchers to get us through
just
the end of the season. They're going off every week at this stage. So
we'll have to take it back to the three-quarter court, I reckon.
Might have to. Packing a Mazda, Zoom podcast sponsor. Yep. We love them. And Cranbourne Mazda. It's opening soon.
Are we allowed to say that on the podcast?
Yeah. You can see the building going up next to the settlement in Cranbourne.
Yep.
Universal Athletes Centre. If you're looking to work out, you're looking to work on your game, anything like that, you're looking to get some recovery done, dry and wet, get in touch with the team at Universal Athletes Centre.
That's right. Mortgage Choice Clyde. If you're looking to refinance, buy a home, whatever you want to do with your money, find Mortgage Choice Clyde online.
And finally, the Clean Ranger. So if you're looking to get something cleaned, whether it's your house, your floors, all that stuff, Polky at the
Bedding,
Clean Ranger.
I don't know, whatever you want.
Bedding, yeah, they saw, yeah, they've got it covered. So get in touch with the Clean Ranger.
Yep, awesome. Anyway, if you want to keep in touch with all things KC Basketball, jump on our website, kcbasketball.com.au, or our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. We did miss that through the run sheet, Ash.
Oh, that was your area. Anyway, merchandise. We love it. Get to kcbasketball.com.au/merchandise to buy everything online. Yep. We've got scarves, keep cups, can coolers. We've got those basketballs, drink bottles. We've got the new hoodies.
Yes, we do have the new hoodies.
I can't turn around. I don't have the flexibility to turn around. We've got the new t-shirts, the puff print, all that stuff. So
very popular in the office. A lot of people have...
I think it's popular on the streets too. I've seen a couple out there. So, I think they're really cool. So, if you want to get online, you can buy them. Or you can buy them at any of the NBL One home games or when competitions are on here. You can speak to the front staff.
It's online as well.
It is online. It's easier to buy it online, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. Intersport Team of the Week goes to the under 14 sevens. Now, interesting story. Earlier in the year, they played Sandringham Fives, who they played on the week, on the Friday night. They went down by 35.
Tough loss, yeah.
Tough loss. But Friday night, turned around, picked up a huge 9-point win. So shout out to those guys. It's a highlight because not many teams have a 35-point turnaround.
Well, more than that, right? Nine points is a 44-point turnaround. It's an unreal effort. That was back in March that they played them the first time. So only 3 months later, the 44-point turnaround. So well done, 14-7 boys.
Yeah, absolutely sizzling. And we had the Junior Classic while we were away. So we'll go through the results real quickly.
Do you want to alternate? Should we alternate them?
We'll alternate. You start first.
The under-12 boys, they finished 8th in the country.
Yep. The under-12 girls finished 7th.
The under-14 boys, shout out to them, gold medal. They got top of the country, number one in Australia, gold medal boys.
They are a very good side. So look for them to potentially compete in the upcoming under-14 national champions.
Well, they'll definitely be competing in the under-14 club.
Yes, it's here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is here. They'll definitely be competing in it.
That's right. The under-14 girls finished 7th.
They'll also be competing at the under-14 nationals.
Well, now that I know that it's here. Yeah.
Under-16 boys, they finished 11th in the country.
Yep, the under-16 girls finished 5th.
The under-18 boys finished 6th.
And the under-18 girls finished 5th.
So that's an outstanding effort, especially to have, well, we already spoke about having all 8 teams in the National Junior Classic, but to have all of them finish
7.
11th or above.
All 7 teams in the top 10.
Well, 7 teams in the top 10, one just outside an 11, so that's an outstanding effort. Now, if you want to coach the Junior Casey Cavaliers, applications are now open for next season. So if you've been thinking about it, you want to get involved, now's the time to get your application in.
That's
now, that
right.
Also, if you haven't done so yet and you're a current coach and you are going to return, all coaches do have to reapply just because then we have it all in the one database. But Dave will speak to everyone about that anyway.
Yeah, fantastic. Any other Junior Cavs news? I don't believe so.
Did I miss something? Oh, no, it's okay. I thought I missed something.
I don't believe so. Nah. So we're going to move on to some referee news.
Yep. Again.
Classic news.
Yep.
Jamie Gemmell. Shout out to Jamie Gemmell, who was appointed to the Under 12 Girls Bronze Medal match.
Outstanding effort there. I think they are accepting a couple more expressions of interest for the July referee school. So if you really want to become a referee, now's the time. Get in there because they're going to close it off shortly. Other than that, you'll have to wait another 3 or 4 months before the next beginner school.
Yeah, awesome. Upcoming programs and events. Term 3 programs are now online. Registrations are being accepted. So that's Hoop Heroes, Kinder Hoop Heroes, all the other programs.
Future Cavs Academy, Future Cavs D-League. Rep Ready.
Rep Ready. Yeah, we have Rep Ready. It's
Ready,
back.
Yeah. So if you're looking to try out for the Junior Cavaliers in end of September, start of October, do the Rep Ready program because it is the perfect program. It runs for about 5 or 6 weeks. Perfect preparation. If you haven't done representative basketball before, to get the information and the tools you need to prepare you for those tryouts.
Yeah, awesome. And if you're wanting tryout information, that will be coming out in the next couple of weeks. So hold off on that. Make sure you look at our social media accounts. 3-on-3 basketball is back.
You know, I checked this morning.
And it's filling up quick.
Now, there is the cutoff soon. I've been told, how's this? I've been told that we have to cut the, we obviously have to cut it off at some point so we can do the fixtures and the grading and all that. I've been told we're fitting everyone in.
We're fitting everyone in.
You know, previously we've talked about, you know, 200 teams is capacity. Yep. We can't fit in more. We're fitting everyone in.
We're fitting
everyone in. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know how Braden's going to do it.
So if there's 300 teams, we're fitting 300 teams.
Well, I asked them, I said, what are we going to fit? Where do we cut it off? And they said, we're not cutting it off until this date. Doesn't matter how many we take. I checked this morning, 221 teams have registered so far.
No way.
And it's open for another week.
Oof.
So
221 teams.
Yeah, I don't know where they're going to fit them all in. That's the job of the fixturing team.
They have
to
take them over to Cranbourne Park and play some games over there.
They're going
to
fit them all here, and it's staying here at Kate Stadium. Yeah. I've been told that's not changing. So I don't know how they're going to do it, what they're going to do, but they're going to make it work. So if you do want to participate in this 3-on-3 tournament, you need to get your registration in now because it still is going to cut off in the next week. But again, as we said, 221 teams have registered. It's going to be the biggest. We thought we had the largest tournament in Australia before. We're taking it up another level. That's it for the formalities.
Awesome.
Done.
Let's go through some real quick banter real quickly. Now, as you all know, I have a very nice partner here at Casey Stadium, Tegan.
Yep. She works for netball.
And she works for netball.
Yeah.
And you had an issue with the toasty machine yesterday, I heard.
Oh, I'm a big toasty guy. Yep. It's my go-to lunch is the toasties.
Every day you get a toasty. Yeah. Either ham cheese, turkey cheese.
Nah, love it.
Salami cheese, whichever you want.
Big toasty guy. Went in to use it a couple times this week. A bit later than I normally would because I just got caught up doing some work. And not clean.
Not clean.
Not clean. And I have an eyewitness that tells me.
You've got an eyewitness?
Yep.
Ooh,
they
okay.
tell me that it was Tegan. I confronted her. She said, not me. I don't know what you're
flat
talking
about. Flat out denied
it. Flat out denied it. Absolutely denied it. I'm calling her out. It's Tegan.
It's Tegan?
Can you have a chat to her about that for me?
Yeah, Tegan. I'm going to look down the barrel of the camera right now.
Down the lens.
Down the lens. Turn it up.
Turn it up, you reckon?
Turn it up. You can take your ham cheese croissant and turn it up. Just make sure you wipe the plate clean, please.
Yeah, just wipe the toasting machine. It's not that hard. No, I caught
turn it up.
You know, I think this has happened before. And last time she said, oh, it's too hot to clean. And I said, no, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not. Just get a little bit of
tissue.
Take
the Andrew Gaze, turn it up segment.
I don't mind
put it at the back of our bloody Cavs corner. Hope, maybe that's what we should do.
Yeah, maybe. I hope Colleen appreciates that one too. Colleen, have a chat to your daughter. Just do me a favor, all right? She is. I hope she's still watching.
Ah, well, she unstacked the dishwasher this morning, so at least she's doing a little bit of cleaning.
other news, my son, Lincoln,
finished
his first term, got his certificate this week for Kinder Hoop Heroes.
Yes.
Finished his first term, had a couple of tears throughout the term, but
heard he got a bonk on the nose
He did
morning.
Get a bonk on the nose this morning. He wasn't too thrilled about that. Was
like
a bit
father,
upset.
Like son. We did talk about you getting hit on the nose a couple of weeks ago in footy.
Yeah, broke my nose, so that's okay.
You did not break your nose. It's always been crooked.
Oh, it's more crooked now. The nose was bleeding for 3 days. I'm pretty sure it's broken.
Nah, it is what it is. Speaking of footy, you're back next week.
Yeah, back to the 10 o'clock start so I can play again. I've missed the last I feel like 6 or 8 weeks, just because Oliver, my oldest son, he plays under eights on a Saturday morning. Yep. So when we play the 9 o'clock games, I can't make it.
How are they going? Have they had a win?
They have had one win.
One win.
They've won one win, one draw, and probably 7 losses. But the win was good.
We don't touch on the losses. Yeah, we just touch on the wins.
That's what we're all about. So.
All about positivity here on Couch Corner.
We are. I would definitely say, without even knowing the rest of the team, we'd be one of the younger teams in the comp, I think. The progress is good.
Yep.
Progress is good. That's good. I like it.
Speaking of football as well, the Demons, where are they at this season?
The stocks are dropping.
Stocks are dropping.
The D's, so, you know.
CEO Tammy Bauer was very rapt with the Collingwood Football Club on the weekend, taking out a solid North Melbourne by 1 point.
By 1 point off the back of some very questionable umpiring
decisions. Yeah, we don't question umpiring.
50-metre penalties. All mate Nick Dacos getting umpired like he's a god. All right, let's wrap this up because we want a short podcast today. So anyway, get down to the Fortress this Saturday night to see the Youth League teams in action from 5:30. You can stream the NBL one at the same time, I think it's 6 o'clock maybe on Saturday night, NBL on app or nbl.com.au. Otherwise, we'll see you back for the NBL one here at the Fortress on June 29th.
Perfect. See you then.
And the Fortress erupts here. Hold up.